I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. The impeachment trial of President Trump begins in the U.S. Senate today with a ceremonial reading of the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. All 100 senators and Chief Justice John Roberts, who will preside over the trial, will be sworn in. The Senate will also formally notify the White House of the trial and summon the president, who will be given time to reply. We report that today's events will mostly entail pomp and circumstance. The trial won't substantively get underway until the Senate reconvenes on Tuesday after the holiday weekend. Meanwhile, Congress's nonpartisan watchdog says the Trump administration did not have the legal authority to withhold millions of dollars in security assistance to Ukraine. The Government Accountability Office says the administration improperly held up the money for policy reasons. The funding adds more scrutiny to the funding freeze that led to the impeachment inquiry. Democrats say President Trump withheld the aid in an effort to pressure Ukraine to open investigations that could have benefited him politically. President Trump and members of his administration have said the aid was put on hold because of concerns about corruption in Ukraine. Morgan Stanley, the last of the big banks to report earnings this week, posted record annual revenue and profit in the fourth quarter. The bank also raised its target for profitability for the coming year. Morgan Stanley's earnings report caps a week of mixed results for big banks. JPMorgan Chase and Citigroup posted higher profits, while Goldman Sachs and Wells Fargo took big legal charges that dragged down profits. For more details, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.